Time now for our good old pre-show. And the sooner the fucking better here, man. You know, what am I doing? Oh, anyway, time for the pre-show. Let me turn the fan off. Good to see you guys. Just pulled in, man. As the song says, I just pulled in from Texas. You didn't even know I was around. Well, it has nothing to do with what I'm about to tell you. No, I did just now pull in from marvelous evening spent with our good close personal friend there, Derek Waters, who's the creator and executive producer of Drunk History, and we were talking business. I ain't gonna, that's nothing, and I don't want anybody to start spreading rumors or anything, but, we were talking some business. Anyway, went over to the Fox and Hound and had dinner this evening. The Fox and Hound is located in Studio City, and, it's pretty much the way it sounds. It's a, now, what are we gonna do here? What is that, man? What is that, bud?
I don't know.
Anyway, the Fox and Hound is pretty much what it sounds like. It's a pub right there on Ventura Boulevard, specializing in the showing of sporting events, notably hockey and world football, as in soccer, and very affable and friendly crowd of folks, local folks, go in and have dinner and the odd drink. So that's where we were, and I had for dinner, because I'm back on it, man. You know, I'm holding the calories down, baby. Oh, yeah. The fun and games are over for me. I had a delicious chopped salad. Really was. It was the Fox and Hound chopped salad. Goddamn good, I'll tell you that much. And with us, sharing a supping with us, was also Lauren. She was there. And I believe Lauren and Derek each had much more massively appetizing and delicious sandwiches / burgers. I don't know what they were, but they look goddamn good. Yeah, that's the whole thing, man. You know, you just got to, if you're intent on losing weight, and I'm intent now on losing, you know, probably about 30 pounds. I got to get this excess off and get back down to the old 210 that I was at for a period there, you know, a couple of years ago when I initially went on the diet. Because that's what it is. It's all about the fucking calories, man. You can't eat the calories, you know, just forget it. You know, you can eat any goddamn thing you want so long as you hold it at a certain level of calories, and you learn that there's certain things that are not worth it and other things that are. There are certain foods that just, as much as you like them and as much as you may be well under the calories that you need for the day, you go ahead and eat that cupcake. But what that cupcake represents in calories, you could be getting with three or four other items of eating, three or four other items of food. So, you know, that's the kind of shit you got to deal with, you know, when we're dealing with the diet thing. And then I did have four Heinekens, which I slept off. I went back to Santa Monica over to Lauren's place, and I slept that shit off. And then and she drove, and then hopped into the good old good ship Hendry, and rolled on back here, man. And that's where I am right now. Are you guys like me? I don't know if you're like me or not. Does it bother you when you're the only motherfucker on the freeway? Say it's 3:00 in the morning, 2:00 in the morning. You're the only fucking guy on the freeway, and here comes a guy, you've seen his headlights for quite some time, and now he comes right up, and he just sits about, you know, 50 yards behind you, and that's where he has decided to stay. Nobody else on the goddamn freeway, no other lanes are filled with cars, there's nothing. He's been, you know, motoring along, obviously going at a higher rate of speed than you, and he just, now he sees your taillights, and he decides, oh, I think I'll just sit behind this guy. Now, I know there's nothing illegal involved in it. I know that there's nothing necessarily nefarious. It just bugs me. You know, and 9 times out of 10, I move into the right hand. I'll move one lane over and let the motherfucker go by. I'll even slow it up. You know, I just want to know what that guy's doing. You know, what are you doing? I know it sounds weird and paranoid, but hey, But I do. I move over one lane and I slow it up and let that fucking guy go by. And I've never had it where the guy stayed behind me no matter how slow. If that was the case, then I would fucking, like, probably pull off and see what he does then. And if the guy's following me, then I throw it into reverse. I ram the front of his... No, I won't tell you what I'll do. I advise that you follow the law. I advise that you follow the law, whatever that may be. All right, however you conceive that to be. Today we have Ted Bell is going to come back here today on the show to Ted, apparently there is a new item. Ted's got a new advertising slogan. Ted has smoked his sausage. And Ted's getting all kinds of grief now because of we want to put our meat in your mouth. And the fact that Ted is now serving the smoked brisket. And he wants to come on the program and let everyone know that no matter what, he's not changing and he thinks people ought to clean their act up. All right, so... Love, that's what we need, more love. Is there something we can do with, somebody was watching Master and Commander, you know? Fuck me. God damn it. What the fuck is this movie, Master and Commander? Why are there little boys that are... What the hell? Dave Oliver. I'm going to grab myself a Coke. Hold on. More love, that's what we need, more love. Jay Santos. See here. Motherfucker. Google alerts. What is this shit? You know, and I say this with great pride, I believe that I'm the number one podcast on the Sideshow Network. What do I mean by that? I mean that I think I get more downloads and more hits and more whatever the fuck it is, you know, more listens per episode than any other podcast they have there. I'm proud of that, and I'm happy that that's the case. The only problem with that is you kind of need to have bigger podcasts to sort of climb the ladder. You know, you sort of you get them to spread the word about your podcast because they may have a few more downloads than you, and that's how that's done. But anyway, there's other ways of doing it. So we're looking at, right now, I'm looking at, what the fuck is this? That's what we need, more lust. Not dollar signs, let me make the money. You people, don't worry, I'll... Oh. Movies. Insurgent Cinderella. Oh. Focus. Do you believe the Lazarus Effect? Duff, American Sniper, 50 Shades of Grey. Selma. I don't know, man. I just don't know. The Imitation Game. I think Doug Danger ought to review movies based on just what the poster art looks like. I'll tell you, Insurgent looks like it really blows, as does Cinderella and Run All Night. The gunman, it's the back of a guy's head. Is this Sean Penn? It sure as shit is. Christ, I would fucking know Sean, the back of Sean Penn's head. Why is this not doing what I want it to do, you cunt? You motherfucker. All right. Not the gunman movies. Chappie. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel. Okay. Let me see. Is that Judy Dench? Is that what I'm looking at there, man? I sure as shit am. How the fuck did I, you know, I got fucking Maggie Smith. Okay. Kingsman, the Secret Service. It's got a very high rating. Focus. Not so. SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. McFarlane, USA. 8 out of 10. Do you believe? Well, you know, what's wrong with this? Ted McGinley. Now, wait a minute. Is Ted McGinley the guy? What? This is the guy that was the handsome dude in... Yeah, Married with Children, yeah. All right, Mira Sorvino's in this thing. Do you believe McFarlane, USA? The Lazarus Effect. Well, so what? All right, I think I get the idea. I'm going to do that. That's going to be Doug Danger. All right, I'm going to get my shit together here, man. To the, you know, there's only so much damage you can do. Now let me get my, you guys, see me get my thing going here. Now, if you go to this and you go to this, there you go, and you are on that page. That's the groovy. That's the grooviness of it, man. That's the grooviness of it, man. Okay, and then we just log the fuck out. Okay, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but shit. You know I really got to get some stuff reorganized here. This goddamn thing shouldn't be here. Right in the middle of my fucking face while I'm trying to use the if I'm trying to use the cameras, which I use far more often than I do this goddamn miserable piece of shit preamp. I don't need this motherfucker, so this thing has to be moved out of my face because I use this. Jesus. All right, anyway, as you can see, we've started a feature here, our BSP archive pick of the day, which we hope you will avail yourself of. If obviously you're Backstage Pass member, these are just some interesting hours that we recommend. Like, you know, the staff recommends, that kind of shit. March 12, 1994. This one is May 21st, 2011. Click here and listen to Phil talk with Steve Bozell, a guy who really did believe the rapture was coming May 21st, 2011, and who felt hosed and used when it didn't. So there you go. Testing. You know, really, how do I get... I need to have this moved. This fucking thing, how it got parked right in my face. Wait a minute, man. This is not good, dude. This is like fucked up. There's no fucking reason for that motherfucker to be there. And, God damn it. How the fuck... I got a table here, man, that's the biggest motherfucking table you could possibly have for a production, for a studio. It's huge. This fucking table's huge, and there's not enough fucking room on it. How the hell is that possible? Now, the other thing... Test. Do I need that preamp here? I need it for... I need that preamp for IFB and for ISDN shit, right? How the hell did we get onto this? What the fuck? Yeah. We gotta redo this table. This whole, everything on this table needs to be fucking thrown in the garbage. Not in the garbage. I mean, we finally got our digital board going. And by the way, I finally got the EQ.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, indeed. This is exactly how I want it to be. Yeah. I got that going on, man. I finally got that motherfucker worked out, you know.
I finally got the EQ on the phone the way I like it, man. You know, the way I fucking dig it, you know. All right, so now, having done that, let's get over here, and then we're going to be ready to do our thing here. Oh, fuck, I got to let... Fuck. Nice, easy. All right, man. More love. That's what we need, more love. Where are we, man? All right, here we go, man. 1 hour. And Doug Danger. All right. And what else are we doing? What else? Jay Santos. Okay. That's what you need now, love. That's what you believe, love. All right. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Well, Phil, I can tell you that it's been quite a I can tell you something, Phil. It's been quite it's remarkable. It really is. When you think about how good a good warm bath make you feel.
All right, here we go, baby. We are that fucking good, man. That we're ready to go and we're ready to fucking do what we got to do when we got to do it. Okay. There you go. There's Ted. There you go. There's Ted. And if we did this, this is probably really super distracting if we did something like this through the show, right? No, I think it actually works. All right. I'm ready to go. I hope you are. Welcome, folks, to our show, World Famous. Wait a minute. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.